Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple announced the launch of AirPods Pro with three sizes of flexible tips for a better fit. There's a transparency mode to let you choose to hear your surroundings better, or you can choose to use built-in noise-canceling microphones. The AirPods Pro cost $249, shipping October 30th. Razer launched its low-latency wireless earbuds, the Hammerhead True Wireless. Razer modified Bluetooth 5.0 to claim a 60-millisecond latency, so great for gaming. The buds last 3 hours on a charge, and the case can give an additional 15 hours. Razer's Hammerhead True Wireless earbuds are available now for $100. Alphabet announced it fell short of analyst estimates for Q3, attributing the miss to increased spending by Google on marketing and hardware deployment. Alphabet reported a net income of $7.07 billion, or $10.12 a share. That's down from $9.19 billion and $13.06 a share last year, and below analyst expectations of $12.44 a share. Revenue on a whole was up 20%, however, year over year. Google's other revenue, which includes the Play Store, cloud, and hardware, where they were spending a lot of that money, was up from $4.64 billion last year to $6.43 billion. Alphabet's non-Google businesses, which it calls Other Bets, things like Waymo, Verily, and Fiber, saw revenue of $155 million, with operating losses rising from $727 million last year to $941 million this year. Electronic Arts announced it's publishing games on Steam for the first time since 2012, starting with a pre-order page for Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. EA says other major titles like The Sims 4 and Unraveled 2 will arrive in the coming months, and multiplayer titles like Apex Legends, FIFA 20, or Battlefield 5 will arrive next year with cross-play to EA Origin. Spotify reported subscribers rose to 113 million by the end of September. It says it is adding roughly twice as many subscribers per month as Apple. Spotify also reported earnings of 36 cents a share against an expectation of a loss of 29 cents a share. Revenue rose 28%, all of that beating expectations. Google uses .new domains to let users create new things like Google Docs or calendar entries, and Google has now opened the domain for others to register. Trademark owners can register a domain between now and January 14th, and others can start applying for a .new domain starting December 2nd. Microsoft has registered Word.new to start a new Word document, and Spotify registered Playlist.new and Podcast.new, eBay registered Sell.new, and Stripe registered invoice.new. Drake's label Ovosound even registered music.new. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is suing Google for false or misleading representations to consumers about the personal location data Google collects, keeps, and uses. The issue is that when you set up an Android phone, you get an option to disable location history, but it does not disable collection of all location data. To do that, you have to go into the web and activity settings. Amazon announced its grocery delivery service will now be free to members of Amazon Prime in the United States. The service will offer 1 and 2 hour delivery windows from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods. Finally, sources tell Reuters that Alphabet has made an offer to acquire Fitbit. Google makes Wear OS, but it does not produce its own wearable hardware. The sources said there's no certainty the negotiations will lead to a deal. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Tom Arendt. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.